Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 48, Festival of the Lion King.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome to Memory 48 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. I'm not sure about you, but it's hot here. We're in the midst of a record heat wave, something that reminds me a lot of Walt Disney World, and in my opinion, the hottest of all the Disney parks, Disney's Animal Kingdom. However, thanks to modern technology, our memory today can be enjoyed from the comfort of a highly air-conditioned room, sipping your favorite cool beverage. What's worse, and thankfully I never experienced this, our memory today is of a show that used to be in an outdoor arena in Disney's Animal Kingdom in Florida. I'm speaking, of course, of the Festival of the Lion King. Our request today is still from a ways back, we're catching up though, and was sent by Kyle. He wrote, "I would love to request the Festival of the Lion King. I guess the reason is I love the Lion King, and seeing all of the songs performed in a huge show is just fantastic. And the Tumble Monkeys, haha." Of course, I tossed the topic out to Facebook and Twitter again and got the following responses. Chelsea said she's never been, and Dan said, no, please, no. Sorry to be so blunt. Sorry, Dan, but Kyle asked, and personally, I like the show. Purely from a talent standpoint, there are some phenomenal live singers in the show, and depending on the day, you can get a great show or just a so-so one. This memory, I think, is somewhere in the middle, however. It's Christmas time in 2001, and the parks are pretty quiet. Remember, September 11 was just 3 months prior, and we actually arrived just as the show is about to start. We'll jump straight in. My dad, brother, sister, and I are all seated in the Warthog section, just about where the bleachers reach the floor. The music starts, then the singers emerge, and our show begins. Now sit back, relax. Close your eyes and come with me as we dance, sing, and clap along with this family favorite.
Greetings, everyone! Welcome! We have been expecting you. We are here today to welcome you, one and all, to the festival, the Lion King. Time for introductions. My name is Kiyume, and I am the leader of our group. Kiyume is Swahili for masculine and strong. What do you think? Next, we have Nakawa.
Which is Swahili for good looking.
Hey, good looking.
And this is Kabibi.
Which means impatient.
And finally, we have Zoe.
Which is Swahili for the gift.
The gift?
I said the gift, and if you want to stay good looking, you best back off with the attitude, mister.
Now, a giraffe makes a lowly sound, kind of like a sheep. Ready?
will make sure you are queued and ready to go.
I think I hear them coming.
Wonderful, right on time. Now, on the count of three, let's use those animal sounds to call them in. All together now.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
Archie, that's too bad. Guess I gotta do a solo. Hakuna Matata. What's happening here? What are your primates doing? Put me down. Bad monkeys. Bad monkeys. Well, this stinks.
Sorry.
No, not you. Oh, but these monkeys, they're ruining my big number.
But they're so cute.
Cute? Look at them. They're picking plugs off each other.
What dirt.
Come on, everybody. You know the words. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
What is this?
Hakuna Matata.
Material left. Now just
put all this stuff back, and we'll get on with the... with the... Hey, Maestro, what's with the music?
Something tells me this is the floor show.
Hey, what the... Hey there, big fella. Nice hat. So, where you from? Yikes! Let's get out of here!
we kick off our celebration tonight. The ladies are getting restless. Let's have a go.
Come on, everybody. Come on, and stand up.
Can you feel the love?
Thanks again, Kyle, for that request, and to Chelsea and Dan for sharing your thoughts. Sadly, I haven't been back to this show since 2001. It seems like we never can coordinate the show time with our schedule. This next time, though, I'll definitely may have to make sure we go, especially for my kids. I think they'll love it, and I'm sure my wife will love the singing. It's not the Broadway production, which is phenomenal, but it's still very good. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There, you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on our show, connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, find my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave a request or feedback that way. If you like the show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will move us up the search results list. We're up to 32 ratings and counting. Thank you so much for those who are starting to respond now again and help the ratings climb. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like, or an even simpler way would be to click on the ads on our website. Every penny helps defray some of the costs of the podcast, and it is appreciated by my wife. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?